Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Daily Breeze Pure Preps podcast. This is Matt Lopez here with Tony Sniglio, and Dave Thorpe is back with us for the first time in like 6 weeks. Hey. How does it feel to be back in the hot seat?
Feels pretty good. Glad to be here. Glad to be alive.
Well, we're all happy for that, too. We're all happy to see you back in such good health. Got another big week of football coming up. If you want to talk about the games or make predictions or ask us questions, you can talk to Dave and Tony and everybody else on Twitter at Breeze Preps. We got a lot of good questions every Friday night and keep asking them and keep following for scoring updates. The prep football pick'em is on dailybreeze.com/preps. And the prep sports blog is insidesocal.com/South Bay Preps. So another big week of football coming off of some surprises last week. But first of all, starting off tonight, I guess if you're listening on Thursday, will be a big Thursday night game in the Mission League, Sarah at St. Francis. You'll be there, Tony. Big road game for the Cavaliers, but without Ontario Bateman.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough loss for Sarah. He was kind of their do-everything kind of guy. He gave him so many different looks and dimensions, but and he will be missed. There's no doubt about it. It'd be crippling for most programs, but luckily there's Sarah, and they have depth galore. They won't be quite the same team, and maybe they don't go quite as far in the playoffs, but they're still very good, and they still have guys who can do it. And I'm kind of – they were talking about adding more to Malik Roberson's load, Marcus Rogers' road. I'm very excited to see how Adoree Jackson does in the backfield. Stay long jump champ. He's incredible to watch doing that. I can just see him hurtling over a couple of these defenders and making some big plays. But it'll be a challenge for Sarah, but they're one team that can handle something like this. They don't think they can afford too many others.
Going to Friday's games in the Bay League, some big matchups there. But 3 p.m. on the Hill, we have West Torrance at PV. 7 p.m. we have Peninsula at Maricosta, and also 7 p.m. Redondo at Losinger. But West Torrance PV looks like a big one. PV coming off a huge win, 48-13 over Maricosta, which you were at, Dave. And your Warriors are tied for last place in the Bay League. What is going on there?
Well, I'm a little concerned. And I guess Dane Silverlake is out for this game.
He was ejected last week.
That doesn't help. But PV also has a lineman out. David Galletti who got injured last week. So, you know, a couple guys missing for each team. This is a must win for West. They're if they want to have any chance at the playoffs, or at least getting that automatic third spot out of the Bay League, they're going to have to come up with something and pull out what I think would be a stunner at PV. It's hard to win up there.
What's happening with West? I mean, they lost to two good teams, but they were supposed to be one of those good teams, too. I mean, probably not a good team, but they were supposed to be up there. And, you know, they're obviously behind PV. They have lost to Costa, but Redondo has kind of been a surprise, I guess, right?
Redondo's been steady all year. I mean, they started off pretty well under their new coach, Matt Ballard, and they beat Pedro, they beat North, who pretty good teams. And then they played a tough schedule, too. They played Santa Monica, Orange Lutheran, Culver City, and I think that just prepared them. And I think what Ballard doesn't do anything fancy, but he does very well, and it's really working for them. And I think West is just giving up a lot of points, way too many points, and their offense isn't quite clicking. I'm still a Notcher, though. I believe in Joey Notch. I think he's going to right the ship. So
is he? I haven't seen West yet. I'm looking forward to seeing him. Is he still effective on defense? Is he still making big plays?
He hasn't really been playing a lot of defense this year. He's been focusing a lot on the offensive side of the ball and trying to run that offense. No huddle. There's a lot of nuances to it. If you're not 100% on it, it shows. And same thing with Narbonne's. Runs a similar kind of offense. So
defensive depth seems to be an issue with West right now.
Yeah, defense needs to step up. I mean, their front line is so good, but I think they just need a more cohesive performance from their entire team.
And a lot of people, maybe a handful of people I've seen on Twitter are saying that West should run the ball more, more time of possession. Is that something you can see Greg Holt doing, or is he not going to change?
Barry Thomas has over 1,000 rushing yards this year. They are running the ball, too.
How about more?
More? If he has 1,000, why not 2,000, right?
Yeah. I'm sure Barry Thomas wouldn't argue with that.
I think Barry Thomas wants to run the ball. I think he's a very eager player, and he even said that earlier in the year, like when I saw them at El Segundo. He's like, we can run the ball too. Apparently very well. Be nice to see that offense come together and find that balance. Maybe do pound them a little bit more, and that will ease up on the open up the passing lanes.
Yeah, maybe help out the defense a little bit.
Yeah,
defense
exactly.
Can't stop anybody. The best way to do it is keep the ball out of the other offense's hands. Keep it defense off the field. Speaking of El Segundo, going to the Pioneer League, they are the headline game there. Big game, hosting North at 7 p.m., pretty much for Pioneer League supremacy. Also, Lawndale at South at 7, and Centennial at Torrance at 7 p.m. But North and El Segundo, definitely big game there. And whichever team wins this one, I guess, is pretty much in the driver's seat for.
Well, I think if North wins, they're definitely, they're not in the driver's seat. They're getting out in victory lane. I mean, they've beaten all the other top contenders, and they've put up a ton of yards. Air George attack is doing very well.
Flying high.
Dorado's back this week from his concussion.
Uh-oh.
He should be fine. Devontae Jenkins has turned into a weapon. I really like North, and their defense is coming along. That was supposed to be a big question mark for them, and they've done what they needed to do. El Segundo, gotta love the new bar, right?
Neuter.
Bite into the new bar.
He's really come on. His first two games, he's led El Segundo to 2 comeback wins. Very impressive start. Obviously, a super incredible athletic family. I wish I even had like a tenth of their family genes. But should be a good game. I don't see either team running away with this one. I think it'll be fairly competitive throughout.
Oh, should be a good one. As we said, Lawndale at South, 7 p.m., and Centennial versus Torrance at Torrance at 7 p.m.
That one could be for a playoff berth. I think both teams are fighting for that. Centennial has impressed in its first two games. Torrance picked up a good win. The winner there is in the driver's seat for a playoff berth.
Yeah, Centennial impressive win over South. This is a must win for Torrance. They have to get it.
Have to get it. You heard it from Dave Thorpe. In the Marine League, 3 big games there. San Pedro at Narbonne, 7 p.m. Gardena at Banning. Washington at Carson. That San Pedro-Narbonne game is probably considerably less suspenseful after what Carson did to him last week.
Don't underestimate San Pedro.
I'm underestimating him. I'm doing it.
You're doing it. They have a way of just getting in Narbonne's head. It goes back to that long 22-23 game winning streak they had over him for 20 years, 83 to 2004. They're the team that kicked the extra point and shared the city title with them in 08. Only time you see a CIF champ or city section champion crying at the end of the game like Narbonne did, while San Pedro celebrating like crazy. Both won the game, both won the title, but only one felt like it. Pedro's won the last 2 years too, and I mean last year was like an epic game with Kenny Potter and a company there, and I think Narbonne would be up for this game. I would hope.
Yeah.
I mean they've gone up for all their big games so far.
I think they're gonna look. Kenny Potter's not walking through that door. I'm sorry, Pirates fans. But
he might be in
attendance. He's not walking through any door because he has a knee injury. But I mean, if he could walk through the door, he's not walking through that one. No, but I get what you're saying, but. How about Carson though? I mean that what a big.
Well, we finally got to see what Carson can do. They're, like out of their incredibly ambitious, mind blowing non league schedule, little little too ambitious, I think. But I guess it's paying off. I mean, they handled Pedro pretty well. They obviously have a lot of talent over there. It's just bringing it together. I can see them like rattling off a big winning streak now. I don't see them having a lot of competition the rest of the way. Maybe Gardena, but I mean, I would think after watching them just dismantle Pedro, they're in pretty good shape and they have a lot of playmakers.
Did San Pedro do any shotgun stuff last week?
No, they just shotgun to the foot, maybe. But
maybe it's time to work that in.
what San Pedro does is what we talked about earlier. Like their best defense is staying on the field for long periods of time. They had a 9-minute, 75-yard drive. They were just pounding the ball, trading off between Darrell Santiago and Gregory Thomas. And they got to third and goal from the 10, and they decided to put in the air, and Carson came up with a big interception. And that was right before the half. I think that kind of demoralized San Pedro and opened the door for Carson to have to kind of break away and post a nice win.
Going over to the Ocean League, Inglewood at Hawthorne, 7 p.m., Culver City, Santa Monica at 7, and Morningside at Beverly Hills at 7. Any thoughts there?
I like Inglewood. I think they're playing very well. They're not going to be challenged this week. They're going to absolutely destroy Hawthorne.
it's going to be ugly.
Yeah.
Morningside should destroy Beverly Hills. Morningside's actually stepped up quite a bit this year. They're playing, having good results, and Santa Monica Culver. That could be for the Ocean League. I guess Inglewood is in that mix now, officially in that mix with that win over Culver City last week. But if Culver wins at Santa Monica, it's a wide open race, and I don't know. That's gonna be a good game.
Yeah. In the Del Rey League on Friday night at 6. At Bishop Montgomery, LaSalle, at Bishop Montgomery, Bosco Tech versus Mary Star, which had its two-game winning streak snapped last week.
They're going to get back on track this week. Homecoming, no doubt in my mind. If the Stars win, they probably nail down third place in automatic playoff berth, and we're talking about playoff berth for a Mary Star team that was winless a year ago. But the one game I'm really looking forward to in that league is the LaSalle-Bishop Montgomery game. That's for the league title.
Yeah.
Any thoughts, Thorpe?
I think Turner the Burner is going to get loose in this game.
You think so?
Yeah, big game for Turner.
I expect Robbie Howe to continue to produce, too.
They need to win the battle of the line of scrimmage, but if they do, expect a W.
I expect it. Western League, don't forget that. Palisades, I know you haven't. Palisades at Westchester at 7 p.m.
Westchester's been struggling.
Yes.
They've lost 5 in a row after winning their first 2. It was almost like a tease, like, hey, we're going to be good. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw them in a non-league game, and they're very undersized. That's the problem. I don't know how the rest of the teams in the Western League look, but it's very undersized. A lot of small players, so...
And not very fast.
They seem fast, but, you know, I don't know how fast everybody else is.
Well, fast compared to Matt Lopez.
Yeah, call me out there. I think I'm at 6'3", 40 right now, but...
That's actually pretty impressive.
And Saturday, Southlands Christian at Chadwick, 2 p.m. Be there or be square.
I'll be square.
Hey, it's a rebuilding year at Chadwick. They're a little down this year, apparently, but, you know, they'll be all right.
They'll get that win. That'll be a big confidence boost for them as they make their late push for a playoff berth.
JC football, El Camino at College of the Desert, 6 p.m. El Camino's just trying to find something.
They're trying to paddle the water out of the boat, but it's already too late.
Yeah.
Hey, they scored a lot of points last week against a good Riverside team. They were in the 30s. The only problem is Riverside scored like 90 or something.
Scored 90.
Well, when you give up 700 plus yards, you're not going to win very many games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was in Harbor at Long Beach City at 1 p.m. Harbor played Mount Sac pretty close last week. I mean, you know,
they've been
the king of the heartbreaking loss this year, it seems like.
Yeah, they've had some. They're in every game.
Yeah, they're in every game. I mean,
if they had Potter.
Next year, Thorpe, next year.
I know you can't wait.
Did Tony get a chance to talk about the Peninsula Losinger game?
I was actually pretty impressed with Losinger. They have some incredible athletes, and they just kind of fly under the radar, but they're the receivers as good as anyone I've seen this year, Travion Pope, and their quarterback, Sammy Palooka, if he gets in the ball, an explosive player. And they were outmatched and against Peninsula. Peninsula's decent. I'm not sure how they lost to Lawndale. No offense to Lawndale. Lawndale's having a great year, but I'm baffled on that. But
obviously, those are two once proud programs. Who's closer to getting back to the glory years?
That's a good question, Thorpe. Losinger always has like the athletes, but they lack like the size. Peninsula has the size, but they lack the athletes. So I think they're always going to kind of mirror each other, like as they did back when they were good. They were both good at the same time. Now they're kind of both down at the same time. They'll probably both come up around the same time when they do, or if they do. They're further ahead of Hawthorne though.
Yeah,
which is probably one of the prouder programs. And further ahead of Banning, way ahead of Banning.
Banning and Hawthorne, yeah, that's...
Banning Gardena for a playoff berth.
Can't wait.
Is that you're going there, aren't you?
I'm going there. Like I said, can't wait. That should do it for this week's podcast. Check us out on Twitter at Breeze Preps. We'll be answering questions and giving scoring updates all night on Friday, so... Twitter handle is Breeze Prep, so be sure to ask us questions there and get our scoring updates, and we'll see you next week on the podcast. Dave Thorpe probably won't be here, but maybe he will.
I like to make an occasional appearance, and
yeah.
That's good enough.
Going off his appearances, you can probably expect him on the podcast for the first week of the playoffs. So
perfect.
Until then, he signs off. We'll see you next week.